House Consumer Protection and Government Accountability Committee to order. Welcome to the February special session, and this committee will have some legislative concepts to introduce today. And but before we do that, I think on our agenda is the adoption of committee rules.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the committee rules.
Representative Tomei has moved the adoption of the committee rules. Is there a discussion? Or is there any objection to adopting the committee rules? Seeing none, the committee rules for the House Consumer Protection and Government Accountability Committee are adopted, and the date of those committee rules is?
They were provided to us last Friday, Mr. Chair. So
okay.
I don't know if I have the date on them or not, but
right.
That's the date that they are provided by the Chief Clerk's Office.
Then they are so adopted. And with that, I'll close the organizational meeting, and we will open up a work session for the possible introduction of committee bills. Let me preface this committee. This is a motion that we'll be going through to adopt committee bills for this February special session for this committee. It doesn't obligate you to vote in favor or vote opposed to it. It's just a process by which we introduce topics. So with that, Representative Riley.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee request that Legislative Council draft measures related to utility billing by residential landlords and joint venture licensing.
Representative Riley moves that the committee request that Legislative Council draft measures related to utility billing by residential landlords, and a Legislative Council also draft a measure relating to joint venture licensing in the construction industry. Is there any discussion? Not seeing any.
Mr. Chair, could I ask a question? So which LCs are being referred to?
Patrick, you might want to explain this. I don't believe we actually have LC numbers on these. These are late requests that
Got
we're
it.
Doing
okay.
special
okay.
because...
Okay, thank you.
Actually, Mr. Chair, if I may, LC 232, which is at the bottom of the list...
Oh, it is.
Which is at the bottom of your stack. LC 232 actually is the legislative concept for the utility billing by residential landlords. That was one that we requested last week. I apologize. I should preface this by saying that the Chief Clerk has asked us to use this particular method for it's kind of a two-motion, because these were LC drafts that were not heard at our January public hearings. We're having to use this process to request that Legislative Council draft them, even though in the case of LC 232, they've already drafted it. We have to officially request that they do that, according to the Chief Clerk. So that's why the motion's there. The second one has not actually come out of Legislative Council yet, so we don't have a number on that.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for the clarification. So, getting back, is there any further discussion on that? Is there an objection? Hearing no objection, these two measures introduced as committee bills. Representative Riley.
Mr. Chair, I move the following LC drafts be introduced as committee bills: LC 136, LC 137, LC 138, LC 139, LC 198, and LC 232.
Representative Riley moves that the following LCs be introduced as committee bills: LC 136, LC 137, LC 138, LC 139, LC 198, LC 232. Is there any discussion?
Oh, Mr. Chair, may I clarify?
Patrick.
Oh, thank you. The seventh draft, the one relating to joint venture licensing, when the committee receives the LC draft for that, we will have to have another work session at a different meeting. We'll post it for a different meeting, and at that time, the committee will, if it decides to, introduce that as a committee bill. That's why that's not listed on this list, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Answer to my question. So is there any other further discussion on the introduction of these LCs?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to echo what you've already told us, this does not bind us in any way, obligate us to these measures, correct?
That is correct, Representative Gilliam. You are just voting whether or not to introduce these LCs as committee bills.
Is there any situation that you can foresee, Mr. Chair, where you would obligate us without our knowing?
Only when we do the roll call, Representative Gilliam.
And lastly, Mr. Chair, would it kill you just to let the other vice chair introduce one of these? Does the other vice chair get to do them all?
When they're on time, they're allowed.
Yes, timeliness.
There's some feedback on this side.
Timeliness is an important attribute for vice chairs, I must say. So with that, is there any other further objection? If not, the measures are introduced as committee bills. And committee, as Patrick said, once that other LC is drafted, we'll probably introduce it as a committee bill, too, when that happens. I don't anticipate it will be too long. Patrick, anything else that you feel we should be going over?
Mr. Chair, I don't believe so. We have issued already, I believe, an advisory agenda for our Wednesday meeting, but after because that meeting has for public hearing some of the bills that we just introduced, we won't be able to put that agenda out until after the floor session today when those bills are first read. After that, then the agenda for Wednesday's meeting will go out after that floor session today, Mr. Chair.
But that won't impact our ability to hear those bills on Wednesday.
Oh, no. And the reason is because the advisory agenda was put out last week, so that meant the time requirement, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wisner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Clarification. I haven't seen the draft agenda. Is it going to be public hearing and possible work session?
I believe so.
I think I would probably object then that we're not getting 48 hours. I don't mind the public hearing, but let's...
I can clarify, Ms. Chair. The advisory agenda listed the four bills. The language that the chief clerk asked us to use was possible public hearing and work session on that, which is kind of a rewording of the usual public hearing and possible work session. And yet that's the language we were asked to use, was possible public hearing and work session.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wisner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There's a couple of bills, a couple of them I'm really concerned about, and I just want to be sure I've had a chance to get input from constituents and things like that. That's my concern.
Certainly. If you'd like to share those with me after the meeting, I'll definitely talk to you about that.
Thank you.
But I do believe that, you know, everything that we're doing is according to the rules. So, you know, we will be progressing on, but it is my intent to make sure we have, you know, an ability to have input, reasonable input on these bills.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Well, if not, I think we will adjourn the House Committee on Consumer Protection and Government Accountability, and we will see you on Wednesday.